So the question is this: how do thought leaders, school dropouts, former and current students find out what's next after they do or don't cross that stage? If you want to know the secrets to starting the career or business of your dreams, getting paid whatever you desire, and discovering what you do the best with the least amount of effort, then this is the right podcast for you. I'm Sean Anthony, and this is School's Over, Now What? The podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the podcast. I'm your host, Sean Anthony. Listen, fam, I know you could be anywhere in the world. There's over 2 million podcasts. That's right, fam. There's over 2 million podcasts, but you're here with us. You're rocking with me. But let me tell you a little bit about this show, right? Exactly what we do. Each and every single week, we continue to bring you an inspiring person or a message that's truly going to help you. And most importantly, they're going to answer the question we've all asked ourselves at some point in our life. And as school's over, now what, right? What do we do, right? And it's the amazing thing about this show is we've had some of the biggest celebrities, from Grammy Award winners like Estelle to New York Times bestselling authors like Seth Godin to, you know, famous, you know, father figures like Matthew Knowles and many, many more. And they've been able to tell us exactly the formula on how they got to where they are today. I am forever grateful. And if you know anything about this show, you know how I like to kick this thing off, right? And that is with the review of the week. If you're watching this right now, YouTube, you see this, right? This comes from CJ Is My Realtor. And he wrote, "A needed voice for the community. Sean's ability to communicate the essentials needed to become a better version of yourself is so timely. The podcast is one of my daily listens. Always something to take away that has me locked in." Listen, CJ fam, I appreciate you. And perhaps you're like CJ. You know, you've gained something from this show. You gain, you know, knowledge, wisdom. Somebody said something that's really helped unlock a new level of you. And if that's the case, all we ask, if you're listening to us right now on Apple, scroll to the bottom of the screen, smash that 5-star rating, and leave your review. Also, fam, quick update. Spotify is a game changer with podcasts, and they are now allowing ratings as well. So if you're on Spotify, you know, go ahead, rate us. Some new feature that Spotify is doing for all the Spotify listeners out there right now. Or perhaps you're watching us on YouTube. Smash that like button. But most importantly, I just ask, if you really gain anything from this show, tell a friend, fam. Tell a friend. Next time you're, you know, you're at the gym, or next time, you know, you are possibly getting ready to go into another business meeting or just relaxing with some friends, ask them and tell them, hey, this podcast could be a game changer if you add it to your rotation. All right, let's kick this thing off. And I say, you know what? I want to do a solo episode as we got to the very end of the year. And this particular solo episode, I want to share some stuff. Not just like, hey, you know, these are some of the achievements, or these are some of the things we've done. You know, we've had over 24 guests on the show this year. The 24 guests with a wide range of people, from Ryan Blair all the way down to, you know, Nadia. You know, so many different amazing people have came on the show this year, but also thousands of downloads. But it's also given me speaking gigs, opportunities, you know, all these different things. And, you know, and I wanted to say, you know, how can I make this episode something that you can truly learn from? So here we go. I want to share with you my 5 things that 2021 has taught me. Number one, let's get this thing off. And I wrote this down for him. I took notes. I said, okay, let's be actionable. Number one is be bold. You know, when one of the things that happened, you know, this year is that we continue to see the evolution, you know, of Clubhouse. We continue to see the evolution of social media, you know, audio apps, you know. And one of the bold things that, you know, we did in 2021 is I partnered with 2-time Emmy Award winner Mario Armstrong, and we threw the very first podcast culture conference on Clubhouse, which was insane, back in March. We had some of everybody there, from Libsyn to Amy Porterfield, sponsors, vendors, you name it, and some of the biggest faces in podcasting. But cool thing about it is, we focus on the culture. We focus on the demographics and people who are never recognized, to show just how versatile this platform has gotten. So right now, my bold ask for you, if you're listening to this, is that, hey, there's something that you need to be actionable upon, even if you don't think you're ready. Like, there's something you need to be actionable upon, even if you don't think you're ready. Because, you know, results follow boldness, and most importantly, results follow action. So number one, be bold. Number two, be patient, right? Like so many times you're watching other people, you're comparing yourself to somebody who's doing amazing things, right? That perhaps they're on TV, or perhaps, you know, they just signed a new brand deal, or perhaps, you know, they just bought a car that you always wanted. You never know what they've been through to get to those things. And I'm asking you right now, when you look back at, you know, 2021 and where you want to go in 2022, you got to be patient and realize some things take time. You may not see all of the things that's happening behind the scenes to truly give you exactly that Instagram photo that you see everyone double tapping and liking. Number two, be patient. Number three, and this one shouldn't surprise anybody, right? Number three is take risk. You know, I took a huge risk this year that I've never done. You know, I spent my life prior to podcasting climbing the ladder in corporate, right? I've worked for companies as a brand manager, companies that you guys may love, like Target, Macy's, Belk, all those things, my entire life after I left the party world. And what I did in 2021 is I took a risk. I leaped. I left that company. I left my job. Didn't look back. And it has been the best decision I've ever made. And over almost five months now, you know, we were able to take this side hustle, cross it well over the six-figure mark. And I think for someone listening right now, that might be the motivation you may need. Right now, you're sitting on idea. You're sitting on a dream. You're taking, you know, you're taking feedback and advice from a boss that you don't even like, who you know isn't capable of leading you. And I'm asking you, as you look forward in 2022, it's time to take a risk. It's time to take a risk, fam. You deserve it. Your family deserves it, right? Everyone that you know around you and the people that can benefit from you being on this planet deserve it. Take a risk. Number four, bet on yourself. Right? You got to bet on yourself. And here's what I mean by you got to bet on yourself, right? The importance of betting on yourself is that you won't have no other person to judge. You won't have no other person to dictate exactly your movements and exactly what you're capable of. There's an idea inside of you. There's a dream inside of you. Perhaps you sat on a product, right? You sat on a product this entire year. In 2022, I want you to bet on yourself, because one of the things I learned this year is that action and betting on yourself and all the things we've been talking about truly makes the difference. Not only was I able to leave my job, I also was able to collaborate and work with some of the people I admire, you know, going on tour with Terry Gioma, you know, and other things and other business things that we're going to create in the future. So I hope you guys are ready. And I think it's so important right now. But you really get ready to bet on yourself. And last but not least, and this is like the number five thing, right? This is the fifth thing that 2021 taught me, right? 2021 taught me family matters. Family matters. That's right. Family matters. Like, and I've been around some of the most successful people. I've interviewed some of the biggest names on the planet. And I can tell you right now, they would give up every dollar in their bank account to have their family or create a family. So never take, you know, the fact that you have one. Show them love. We're going through some crazy times right now. We thought we were done with COVID. And next thing you know, a new strand comes out and everyone's back on their P's and Q's. So I'm asking you right now, when you look back at 2021, I want you to realize that family matters. Family mattered to me so much this year that, you know, I went out, bought a home, right? Bought a home, family's in a home. I said, you know what? My family deserves more of my time, and I'm going to give that to them. And that's what I'm asking you right now, is to remember that family matters. Listen, guys, here's just my five things of what 2021 taught me. I'm curious, what has 2021 taught you? Has any of these struck a bell? Or which one of these things should you focus more on in 2022? Because your time is coming. You've worked so hard. You know, I think about the years, right? You think about 2019. 2019, we were like in preparation mode. And 2020, when 2020 hit, it was like being like, it was like going back and getting the the rug snatched up under your feet because nobody was expecting that. But in 2021, we got ready because in 2022, we're going to go after it. We're going to go get it. I'm counting on you guys. I hope you enjoyed this episode. And always remember, dream it, believe it, go out and get it. Yo, what you think? I hope you enjoyed today's episode. I want to know what you learned. So if you wouldn't mind, would you take a screenshot of you listening to the podcast on your phone right now? Upload to your Instagram stories, tag me at SeanRAnthony_, and then let me know in that Instagram story what is one thing that you learned. I love hearing from you, my listeners, thought leaders, former or current students all around the world. Let me know. And while you're doing this, go inside the podcast app, subscribe, leave a 5-star review and a 5-star rating. Again, this helps us reach more people. And if you want to be a part of this mission, helping us change the world one person at a time, it makes a massive difference by you leaving a review. Thanks so much. I'll see you next week. And remember, dream it, believe it, go out and get it.